Rust and Tiffany Felix are a married couple who lived in different parts of the U.S. before settling in Mobile, Alabama. They sat down with StoryCorps to talk about what they love about their new home and the challenges of maintaining their historic house, specifically dealing with the ghost who haunts it.
The thing that I love about living on the Gulf Coast, specifically kind of Mobile over to New Orleans area, is it's like the culture is in the air. Like you just walk through, you feel it. It's in the food, it's in the art. So for background, we live in a two-story Edwardian home built in 1907. I think living in a historic, like a really historic house has been a fun experience and a challenging experience because you want to be a good steward to the history of the house, but sometimes that's just so effing expensive to be a good steward.
Well, I bet our ghost probably appreciates it though, right?
When you talk about the ghosts, I did not believe in ghosts before I moved to Mobile. Right after we moved in, we had a couple neighbors tell us that, like there was that, what was that lady that she used to play?
Caroline.
She used to play in our house when she was a kid. Like what? Like in the 50s or something?
Yeah.
And she said that she saw stuff when she was playing in our house when she was a child, and she lives in our house, or lives on our street now. We didn't really believe it, and then stuff kind of started happening, and that was kind of strange.
What's your favorite story from our ghost?
The first would have to be the bread event. One night, I went downstairs, and you know, like you go to a bakery and there's that bread smell. It could not be anything other than bread. And you've got a wheat allergy, so I know you're not cooking bread, and I don't bake, and so I know it wasn't me baking the bread. But like I go into the kitchen and it's just like I just get smacked in the face by the smell of like baking bread, and there was not a pragmatic explanation to why it smelled like bread at 2 o'clock in the morning in our house when the oven was off. I cannot provide an answer. And then just like it's kind of gotten to the point where you're kind of used to it, you know, like maybe something happens once or twice a month. If you stay in our guest room, you're likely to hear the sounds of laughing children late at night or early in the morning.
And then when we had Tiffany and Hayden over for dinner, remember, and they didn't believe.
Yeah, they were talking about how they didn't believe in the ghost, and specifically at that point, the lights only in the dining room started flashing.
Repeatedly. Yeah, I mean, repeatedly. It was like it would not stop. Like the more they talked about it, that it didn't exist, the
and
more
things,
they were flashing.
It tends to happen more
flickering
when we have people over.
I think she likes parties. Do you think if we ever move that she'll go with
God,
us?
I really hope not.
You don't want her to go?
No.
I mean, I don't want. She's kind of,
I like her.
Yeah, it's her house.
I don't think
she'll probably stay.
I will be sad if we do move, and the place that we move to is not haunted in an innocuous way.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, storycorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.